It's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for the Caddy Cast with your host, the Ask Your Caddy Connection, Eric Brown. Hope you're all doing well today. It's been a little while since we did a podcast here at Your Social Caddy. Part of it is just the summer, the scheduling of things, and I just have been experimenting with a lot of stuff and just didn't feel like I was in a position to really do an episode. So finally, I have something of value, I think, to bring to the podcast. So on June 20th, it's been about 6 to 7 weeks now, Instagram finally provided us with something we have needed for a long time on that platform, which was long form video. Now, I'd been hearing for a while that this was in the works, and I was super excited for the opportunity basically to do more with video on Instagram than 60 second clips. And I've got to say, so far, I'm a little disappointed. IGTV, as Instagram is calling it, Instagram TV. Where can I start here? Like, first of all, I'm not sure why they decided to make it a standalone app and not have it integrated within the UI of the Instagram app. Obviously you can hit the little IGTV icon when you're in your Instagram app, but it will take you out of your Instagram over to the IGTV platform. So that is a little disappointing. I was expecting to be able to do long form video right inside the Instagram app, where you can hit the add button, the plus button, and just put your video directly in there. That is not the case. And honestly, I think it's a big mistake on their part. Time will tell. My other issue with it is they've decided to really go with the portrait mode option for shooting video and uploading video to IGTV. And I can see why they did it. We're seeing more and more popularity with portrait shot video, but I just don't think it's a long-term sell. When you're shooting in landscape mode, which are what most screens are built for, you get a lot more depth of vision with that video. Not only can you see what's in the main focus, but you can see a lot of other things in the background. It's visually more interesting and appealing, I think, to the eye and to the brain to see more content in a frame. Portrait mode just doesn't allow for that. Now, I could be totally wrong here. Chris is over here shaking his head. He thinks that I am going to be wrong, but I'm not sure. Like, this portrait mode thing could make or break IGTV. We'll see. In the end, I wish they would have just allowed us to A, access the long form video in the Instagram app, and B, shoot the video like 98% of all video is shot, which was in landscape mode. But this is an interesting experiment on their part, and I'm sure this is just the beginning. There's probably going to be a lot of updates to come. So let's talk about IGTV as far as marketing is concerned. So I'm really surprised right now when I go to my meetings and I bring up IGTV with people, 99.9% of them have no idea what I'm even talking about. That's kind of a problem for Instagram, right? So they really wanted to roll this thing out, make it a big deal, make it a competitor to YouTube in many ways. They're encouraging people to start their own channel, put original content up. And honestly, people just don't even know IGTV exists. My team and I have been playing with it for well over a month. And I think there's tremendous marketing possibilities there, especially for real estate agents. But again, it gets back into the portrait mode versus landscape mode issue, where if I'm telling a real estate client to shoot some original video content on their phone in a beautiful home or property, it's more visually appealing to have that content in landscape mode than it is in portrait. And with IGTV, at this moment at least, you're limited to portrait. So as far as marketing goes, it's obviously a hot space because of Instagram being undoubtedly the most important social media platform right now in August 2018. It has obviously a bigger reach age-wise than any other platform, and it has the highest level of engagement than any other social media platform. So super important, but you know, what are you going to do to, and I'm talking to Instagram, what is Instagram, i.e. Facebook, going to do to really promote IGTV? And so far, they haven't done enough, in my opinion. So you've got a beautiful piece of, to use a real estate analogy, you've got a beautiful piece of property, waterfront property, just developed. It's underpriced attention, and people just don't know about it. So the opportunity certainly exists, but right now the jury is out, in my opinion, on whether or not IGTV is actually going to be successful. So that's my take on IGTV. Please, as always, send us messages at www.yoursocialcaddy.com. There's the section in there where you can ask your caddy and ask me questions about IGTV or share your experiences with IGTV, and maybe we'll talk about it in the next podcast. All right. Everyone, thanks so much for your time. Thanks so much for your attention. And until next time, this is your friend, Eric Brown, signing off.